joining us this morning here on for the Breakfast Club and not on Hometown Sunday Morning is Willie Hallahan. Willie, nice to speak to you today.
Likewise, Marshall. Yeah, it is a bit disorienting being a different day than Sunday. By the way, I can vouch for your caution. I took a step out onto my deck and did a unintended pirouette about an hour ago. It is very slippery out.
It was so slippery that I used my my walker just to get up my dirt ramp to my car. Because wherever there's dirt, the ground's still frozen, so be careful out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now, you've got a big weekend coming up, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We do. You've been very good, by the way, your public service announcements and everything. You're covering our event very, very well. We appreciate that, but I'll restate it if you like. It's this coming weekend, as you said, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. Friday night, each day has its own personality. Friday night is a fun night for the jumpers. These are our most talented jumpers in the Eastern Division that we're a part of. They've been jumping for years. Some of them are jumping off the big hill as young as 11, 12 years old. It's been their entire life. They're just great to watch. Friday night, though, is a little different for them. It's just a fun night. They're jumping under the lights for one thing, which is cool for everybody to watch and for them to jump. And their goal is just to jump and try to land on the target that we put on the landing hill. It's placed at a challenging distance, so they have to jump well to reach it. But there's also a left to right element, and their goal is to jump and hit that target for good big cash prizes, which, by the way, are provided by Seth and Rafe Churchill. They've been doing that for years. They're great supporters of SWASA, and they provide the prize money for that that event. And then after that's over, then the human dog sled race takes over, and this has become a huge event. It's a big crowd pleaser. Some people come just for that, although there's plenty to see. It too is a fun event. It's performed very rarely in the United States. Our president, Ken Barker, he travels all over the country for ski jumping-related events, and he found this human dog sled race. I think it was in Michigan or something. And it's a fun thing where six-person teams, five people pulling a sled, carrying the sixth person. The sled is designed by the group themselves. Some are stripped down versions for speed. Some are highly decorated because there's a prize for that. And they run off in pairs on the outrun of the ski jump. That's the area that the ski jumpers land on and come to a stop. So it's a lengthy expanse, and it's a down and back thing. And people fall down, they get back up, and the crowd goes wild. And Dale Jones is the announcer, and he's a big part of that, covering the event. And that takes place second on Friday night. In the meantime, Sunday in the country food people are cooking food. They get the proceeds for their charity. There's beverages, both cold and hot, and bonfires. It's just a fun atmosphere. And Saturday, it's a far different day for the jumpers. They're jumping seriously. They're both jumping for trophies for the Salisbury Invitational. That's our own tournament. And it's also a warm-up for the following day where they're jumping for far greater goals. Anyway, Saturday is ski jumping at its best. The same jumpers from the night before and will be jumping the next day. The practice starts at 11 in the morning. You can come and watch them and get by a bonfire and get your favorite place. And then the competition starts at 1. Then Saturday night is the snowball. That's been going on for decades and decades. It's moved around a bit for one reason or another, but this year it's back at the White Hart Inn where it traditionally was for years. We have two bands. There's two guys in suits and ties to open the show, and then Kay, Mac, and the Cadillacs are the main event. That starts at 8, goes to about 11:30. Would go later, but it is an inn after all, and they have guests there. It's $15 a person. Youngsters 12 and under are free, as they are for all the events. For the 3 days of jumping, adults are $15. Children 12 and under are free. We we have that so that we can get a number of as many young people as we can to the event to take in the sport, maybe decide to take it up themselves. Sunday is the main event. That's our biggest crowd. It's the most important jump of the 3 days for the jumpers because they are vying for a spot on the junior national team. And this is a big, big deal. Although the jumpers are coming from the Eastern Division, places like Lake Placid and so forth, they're vying for a spot on the national team, which is all-encompassing. It's a country, United States-wide. And it's the next biggest thing to the Olympics. So it's very important for them to jump well. They're going to be jumping at their best. It's an incredible sight to be. If you've never been to Satre Hill in Salisbury, it's a cool, cool place. We have a 70-meter hill, which might not mean anything to you until you actually get there and see it. But you're walking down the road, and as you get closer, you see this white through the pines. And when you get there, when you're around the corner, that white that you see is just the bottom of the landing hill. And you start looking up and up and up and up and up until you look to the top of the tower. It is way, way up there. And when you're up at the top of the tower looking down, the ground, the people, the buildings and everything look like ants. They look like little Lego buildings because they're so high up. It's an imposing sight. And when the jumping itself starts, if you've never seen ski jumping live, I know people say, I've seen it. You know, if you're of a certain age like me, you used to watch on the wide world of sports. You've seen the Olympics on TV before. But ski jumping live is like nothing you've ever seen. You can get close enough. You can see these kids jumping. They're over 200 feet, some of their jumps. They're going 50 miles an hour through the air. When they land, people go wild. The cowbells are the show of appreciation of choice for the sport. And the cowbells are ringing. People are cheering. It's just a wonderful sight. It's just a happy place to be. And you're seeing you have a chance to see something unique. And you should do it at least once. And many people who come that first time, they're hooked, and they come every year after that. So it's a fun time. Now, Sunday morning, we used to have the Salisbury Ambulance used to have a pancake breakfast, and they've taken a hiatus from that. So we would encourage anybody, and there are a lot of people in town. There are a lot of jumpers and their families looking for places to have breakfast. We would encourage them to go over to Sharon, to the Sharon Ambulance breakfast. It's a little bit of a schlep, but not bad, and an opportunity to have a good breakfast at a local place for the people and help out the Sharon Ambulance.
Yeah, now let's go over to the ticket prices and how people can get in and stuff like that.
Okay, virtually every event for adults is $15. Either the 3 day, the Friday night, the Saturday or Sunday over at the ski jumps, the snowball. $15 per person for adults. Children 12 and under are free everywhere.
All right, and of course they're available right at the gate. There's no problem there. And Satre,
there's no problem. No, we don't sell out or anything. Wish we could, but there's plenty of room. So yeah, that's never a problem. You just buy tickets on site, and we'd love to see everybody. And one other thing I wanted to add, just because the weather is so quirky these days, February is always a strange month weather-wise. People, if you're not involved in something where weather is important, you just think, oh, well, we've got, February's cold. We've gotten this cycle of warm temperatures and rain, and then it gets cold. And if you're wondering about how it affects us, a lot of people don't realize that we make our own snow. We have been for years, and we make tons of it, literally tons and tons of snow when it's cold enough. 28 degrees is the temperature. It's the warmest temperature that we can make snow. And on those cold nights, we stockpile it. Our guns spit out 60 gallons of water a minute, turn it into snow. We make a mountain of it, literally. And we stockpile it. We move it around as we need it. Our snow technicians they've been called the best in the country at managing snow. They've been doing it for decades. So just because it's raining out today, don't think, that's it for the jumps. Not at all. We have the best shot, sometimes even better than a ski hill, because we don't have to spread the snow thinly over a large expanse. We're targeting it. We're moving it as we need it, when we need it. Even if the ground is brown, there have been years when our attendance was down a little bit because it was a snowless year. people look out their kitchen window and it's brown out, and it doesn't even occur to them to go to a snow-related venue. But we make snow, and nobody else has it except maybe Catamount and Butternut and us. So don't think that just because the conditions don't look great outside your door that they aren't great at Satre Hill.
And we should say that I saw the lights on at the ski jump early this morning once again. And also, we do have a complicated forecast coming up for the week. I mean, we're going to have some snow, sleet, and rain on Tuesday night into Wednesday,
yep,
ending as snow, and then possibly another snow or rain event towards the end of the week.
Yep.
So you guys, I always call you, your volunteers are the hardest working volunteers, because what you do, you, whether it's perfect weather for ski jumping or not, you work in the most miserable weather conditions I've ever seen in my life.
We have. We've seen it all, and I say we. I don't do much at all in the snow area, the snow producing or moving area. I'm better at flapping my jaws on your show, but yeah, the people who are, and you're right. We've gotten more comments about the lights on at night, because we have them on when we're making snow, and Satre Hill is kind of a hidden gem. You know, if you go through town, you're not familiar with the area, you would never ever suspect that there's a 70 meter ski jump anywhere around when it's just a block and a half off of Main Street. But when we're making snow at night, the lights are on, and the snow, lots of times the fine snow particles drift up in the air. It's an interesting effect. It is complicated, the weather, but it doesn't mean at all that it's affecting us. It affects us, but we deal with it. There's not only a plan A, but a B and C and D as well for just about every contingency.
Well, I also noticed you've got lights on the smaller hill too, right?
We do. Part of our, the Jump Fest is our largest fundraiser. We use it for the proceeds for a lot of our youth programs, teaching ski jumping, and we support, we give scholarships to four different grade schools for their downhill programs, and we support cross-country skiing at Salisbury Central School. I think it's the only public school in Connecticut that has an after-school cross-country skiing program, which is very cool. But we also use the money we get to improve our facilities, and two, maybe 3 years ago now, we put lights on our two smaller hills. Those are our baby 20-meter hill where kids learn, and then the larger 30-meter. And we put lighting on those. It was like $25,000 to light up those two hills. And we did it because in winter it still gets dark on the early side. So kids, before the lights, we weren't able to practice much after school because it got dark so soon. Now they practice three evenings a week, and on Saturdays. So it was a big move and an important one. And our next goal is to make our small 20-meter hill a year-round jumping hill. Lake Placid has year-round jumping, and our kids are always at a disadvantage when they compete against the likes of Lake Placid, because they jump Salisbury as long as we have snow. So that can be a couple months, 2.5 months maybe, depending on how spring comes. The Lake Placid kids jump 12 months a year, in Salisbury 2.5. So the difference is striking. We want to make that junior hill, that smallest hill, year-round, and that's very expensive, but that's our next move. We're constantly maintaining our facilities, for sure, and looking for ways to upgrade them and make the experience better.
All right. Well, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, jumpfest.org for more information. Willie, we'll see you this weekend.
Okay, Marshall, thanks so much for what you do for us.
All right, take care.
Take care.
Willie Hallahan, Salisbury Winter Sports Association on Robin Hood Radio this morning.